Mid-season ice fishing is well underway, but wind and weather can make things interesting. We're bringing out the ice tent next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
January rain and wind could make ice fishing interesting. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council drags out the ice tent.
You know, if we have a period of super warm, you know, if the ice is only 3 inches thick and we have a period of really warm weather, I'd be careful. But a lot of cases when we're in the middle of the season, things are going to be good. We're going to have a lot of ice. We're going to be building ice. Early season, late season, as we're on the ends of it, that's when you really, really got to be careful. Regardless of how long ice has been on the water, you just have to use your head. Always have some safety equipment with you. And the key thing is have some ice picks, some rope, and not just rope for you, but rope with a buddy. And then a life jacket's not a bad idea when you're first venturing on the ice. As the ice gets thicker, you've got a lot of our bodies of water have springs or gas pockets where you can still fall through. So know the signs of what ice looks like that's thin or bad, and so that you can avoid those areas, because the last thing we want to see is somebody fall through and not make it back. We like ice fishing. We like our friends to go ice fishing. A lot of times you drill your hole and you get in the shelter, you can actually see the fish in the water. So that's a pretty exciting thing. Not only does it protect you from the elements, if it's nice and sunny, if the wind's not out, it's not that big a deal. But when does the wind not blow when you go fishing, it seems like? So having a shelter can be a big advantage to being able to stay out and fish all day.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.